Banded. Craziest thing ever. Hey, everybody. Welcome. It is Monday night. We are here on MCU Mondays. Back again. We're ready to talk X-Men. We are ready to talk. Oh, my watch is going off. I don't know what's happening with it. Anyway, we are here to talk X-Men. We're here to talk whatever comes to our mind. You know how it is. If you've seen this show before, you know what's going on. I am your host, David. With me, as always, is my co-host, Debbie. Debbie, how are you this evening?
I'm okay.
Good. We were worried about you. You got in kind of late.
I got on and I was on YouTube watching a video, and then I went to try and sign in and on here, and just got the circle of death and tried it a second and third time, and then it said no internet connection. I was like,
oh my.
So well, then I had to wake up my son to pop the router.
Pull the cord out, yeah. Andrew was wondering, is Debbie going to be here tonight? And I was like, we have a new Deadpool trailer. I don't think she's going to miss this one. I think she could be on death's door and she'd probably still be here. So she's got Deadpool looking at you from the back of her bed. I've got my Deadpool shirt on. We're ready. We are ready for this movie in July, but it's still a few months away. Also with us tonight is Andrew. Andrew, how are you this evening?
Doing well. Hopefully awesome. I don't have any internet issues tonight.
I was going to say it was nice where I am tonight, so you should be fine. So long as mom's not playing Fortnite, we'll be good.
Yeah, she was in she already got into her pajamas, so she said no special cameo tonight.
I said, okay. Debbie, I was thinking about you this weekend. I had a horrible, horrible weekend. We had awful, awful weather. And due to the awful, awful weather, every joint in my body ached like all weekend long. I was just in a horrible, horrible pain. I could not stand. I could not sit. I could not lay. Could not get comfortable anywhere, even with medicine and whatever. But I finally found something that worked. But I was able to. I fabricated something. I put it together. I want to know what you think, because I want to. This is something that we used to do all the time, and I put it back together. And I want to see how this works. And just tell me what you think here.
Nice.
So, for those of you that don't know. Way, way back when, 3 years ago, actually, I think it's been two. 3 years. It's been four. Has it been two?
WandaVision.
I thought WandaVision was
WandaVision
2020.
Was three. Oh. Yeah, that was 2021.
2021. Okay, so
it's been 3 years. So three
years ago, when we fired up MCU Mondays, and Chris was the host, Chris at It's a Vase Productions, we started with WandaVision. And WandaVision, of course, went through, and there was the part of Quicksilver, which was he was played by a different actor in the X-Men series, and they brought that actor back for the Quicksilver role in WandaVision. And then it was like, I'm not even supposed to be here. My name's just Ralph Boner. And basically, it was we thought, oh, they're crossing the X-Men over and this is where it's going to happen. And no, nothing happened. So we had a boner alert. And that was from then on, anytime something that happened within the Marvel Universe that we thought was going to be really cool, like Mephisto showing up, or I think we used it a lot during She-Hulk, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, Chris used it anytime he could.
So we had our boner alert. I've got my MCU Monday shirt says boner alert on it. So we're bringing back the boner alert just because we need some good quality stuff in our show. Because why not, right? I've got another few surprises coming up for you too, Debbie. I think you might enjoy. Just kind of a flashback of things. So we'll see.
Am I going to get embarrassed?
Oh, no. Actually, There's nothing special until the very, very end. When we close out the show, you'll see. You'll like it, and you'll laugh, and you'll be like, oh, that was sweet. So, but we'll go from there.
I don't trust
you. She's going to cry.
Oh, no, you might. She might cry.
You might cry. It's a Harrison Ford cameo.
That's no, I'm not going to go that far.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I would probably cry.
Harrison Ford's not in the MCU yet.
Soon.
So, oh, that's
soon.
Soon. Yeah. Soon. So today we had the first full, I guess this is a full trailer, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
First full trailer for
2.5 minutes. Yeah.
Deadpool Wolverine. And it's not just from up until now we've just seen Deadpool with the shadow going over him. We've seen a lot of Deadpool interacting with the TVA and stuff like that. And the Marvel Jesus line. This is a lot of him interacting with Wolverine. And I'm going to let you folks know right now. This is a red band trailer, which means that there is naughty language in it. And there is some blood and guts in it. So this would be something, if you were to go see a rated R movie, this would be the trailer that you would see. It's not edited. Let's just say that. So very obviously, mm-hmm. I'm going to apologize in advance. Don't let your kids watch. Well, don't let your kids watch the movie.
This is where I head out for a few minutes.
Yeah, Andrew's going to turn off the screen.
Oh, you're Mrs. old enough.
Mrs. Andrew's mom, we apologize in advance. I had nothing to do with the making of the movie. I'm just looking forward to it. So, but we do have the Deadpool 3 trailer that we are going to watch. Woo! And I know it's Deadpool Wolverine is the official title. Mm-hmm. I'm still going to refer to it as Deadpool 3. So, but let's open this bad boy.
Uh-oh. Did he freeze?
I thought that was me.
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah. I thought that was me. I was like,
yeah, but I'm not going to see the trailer after all, even though I've seen it about 50 times today. So
this usually happens to me. The screen. Oh, the screen will freeze.
Oh, no.
And so
we have lost Dave.
I was just going to sit here for 2.5 minutes going, because I don't know where we are in the trailer.
Well.
Oh.
Okay. Are we back?
Huh? Where'd you go?
I don't know.
Where'd you go?
It was I blame Luke. Luke was actually playing Fortnite and he just turned it off. So
well, Andrew and I were sitting here thinking we were both frozen.
No, I was frozen. Yeah. And my whole thing was locked up. So now hang on, I've got to find the movie again. So give me a second. Let me find
it. I told Debbie that typically happens when a video is playing, my screen will freeze and I just have to wait. So I was like, uh-oh. You know, 2.5 minutes.
Okay.
I told you, you're not welcome here.
All right. Let's see if this can work now. Maybe not.
I don't even see it, but that's probably just my end.
You're not welcome anywhere.
I can see it. Oh, it's just lagging. Yeah,
it's doing a lot of end.
Yeah. Maybe YouTube's like,
it's lagging a lot. It's not YouTube. That's the thing. Is I'm just running it off my hard drive. So hang on.
We will reenact the trailer for you.
You're not welcome. You're not welcome.
Well, I can do the cussing real easy.
So Debbie will be Deadpool, David will be Wolverine, I'll be Guy Watching.
Okay, hang on. Okay, hang on just a minute. I'm going to try and do this a different way. Give me a minute. Give me a minute. All right.
Puppet show.
Huh?
Janae.
I see you, Janae. I was going to do marionettes. Will that work for you? All right. Let's see here. Oh, let's see here. This is not what I wanted.
Everybody's having technical difficulties tonight.
Telling you. All right. Let's see if this works.
I mean, I took notes on this trailer and everything.
We're going to see if this works better. Hold on a minute. Let me know if you've got sound or if I'm echoing.
Nothing yet, but a black screen.
Yeah.
There you go.
Nothing yet. Oh.
Oh.
Oh. No, no sound. And it's
no sound and it's jumping around.
Is it chopping up?
Yeah.
Hey, lady.
Okay.
Hi, Peanut.
I was trying to remember. I was like, what does he say?
Lady, hey, lady. What? Hey, lady. I have go no away, lady. Idea. Oh, Lordy. I'm going to. All right.
Do you want to give your backstory now, or should we wait for a third act flashback? I'm jumping ahead there. Oops.
Let's see. Okay, hang on. Here we go.
I told you, you're not well.
I don't know what's happening. It's not going past that one spot.
Come here. You're not well.
Can you jump ahead anywhere. Just a little bit? Now
get the fuck out of my bar.
Just give me one more drink and then I'll leave.
Maybe.
I wonder if we could play it through YouTube, but like share your screen or something. I don't know if that would work.
Well,
it's
that's
really good.
That's what I tried to do a minute ago. The problem, the problem I have with doing that is that if I do that, then I'm trying to stream the show as well as stream YouTube at the same time.
Oh, so I see what it's you like, mean. Yeah,
it sucks my bandwidth to death.
Yeah.
I mean, I can try it, but let's see here. I am getting an awful lot of let's see here. Oh, I don't want to do that. Oh, that's what I'm looking for. Okay, let's try this a different way then. There's a chance that this is going to be bad too. But if it'll let me do it. Okay. I'm going to see how this is going to go. Wait a minute. Wait a second. That's not going to work. I mean, it will work, but oh, I don't want to do that. Oh, there it is. Okay, good. Good, good, good. Okay. Let's. Let's try this one more time. All right.
I'm not seeing any nothing.
It looks like you're frozen.
Is it doing anything? Yeah,
I was gonna say
nothing.
It's okay, just jumping it around.
Oh, let's.
Yeah, I probably am.
Yeah. Oh,
that's why I said. Yeah, that... yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well.
Yeah, can we record our reaction after the show? Just try it that way.
Sure. Sure, we can.
I am full of bright ideas.
So what we're going to do is we will watch it after the show. We will set up we will just record it. And then it will be up later on our, I'm sorry, sad panda. That makes me a sad panda. Sorry. Anyway, it looks amazing. There's a lot of it looks like they stuck with the R rating.
Oh, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Many F-bombs.
It still looks like we're only seeing the first like 40 minutes of the movie, which I like. There's something they're hiding. They're not giving away too much with the trailer.
And I hope
that's kind of one thing I like.
No more trailers. No more trailers. Mm-hmm. Just.
Well, we've got we still got like 2.5 months, though. That's a problem.
I don't care.
Well, I'm just saying that we still have 2.5 months.
I mean, they could do a second. They could do.
Actually, if you really
they could do like another full one.
Because you do May, June. It comes out, what, July 16th?
26th. July 26th.
So you've got like 3 months before the movie even drops. I have a feeling.
I don't care.
Yeah,
you're gonna see more trailers.
There's gonna be for sure one more. I'm sure
at least one more, and then all the TV spots. Yeah. But we know Debbie doesn't watch TV.
No,
so we're okay.
Not regular TV. I just want to go in and be surprised. You know, I don't want to see stuff that you know. By the time I go to see the movie, and it's like, well, basically seeing this on TV.
That's in the trailer. Oh, that was in the trailer.
Avocado says the tombstones from the trailer look like they're from the Days of Future Past comic. This Wolverine could be a version where he fails in going back in time.
Or this is the Wolverine, the old Logan storyline. There's a couple old Logan storylines in the comics, and there's a couple of them where he ends up killing all the X-Men without knowing it.
And then the X at the beginning was from Logan. I mean, that was they put the cross up where they buried him, and then she tipped it over and made the X, and that's was in the trailer. So
I mean, I know Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman said, like, I don't know, when they announced the movie, that they weren't going to undo the ending of Logan.
Yeah, it's not so it could be. It's not going to interfere with anything.
You know, yeah.
And plus, I think this is probably an alternate universe.
Yeah. Well, and you've
got
to think.
He's got the yellow suit, too. So.
Yeah, he's got the yellow suit. And he hasn't had that other than the alternate ending of the Wolverine, where he had the mask. They gave him the mask. He hasn't had the blue and yellow suit, so. But yes, a lot of blood, a lot of guts, a lot of F-bombs, a lot of talk of cocaine and Colombian blow.
Want to build a snowman?
Want to build a snowman. Feige said we can't talk about it, and then they go off and list like a dozen or more names.
White girl interrupted? You want to build a snowman? Yes, but I can't.
But I can't. Feige was very specific on that.
That was one thing Feige said couldn't happen.
And again, it looks like there's going to be some good fourth wall breaks. I like the fourth wall breaks. It's my favorite. That's the one thing I didn't get. fourth wall break within a fourth wall break. That's like 16 walls. So,
all right, let's get to the animated series so we can get this done and over with, and we can record our reaction.
We can that sounds like a fine idea. So, Debbie, was it just me or were you confused as crap about this episode?
I was, and I've watched it twice.
I've watched it two or three times.
Which I usually don't with this series because I'm just not into it. But I watched it twice, and I was like, am I missing something?
I even
did was he almost... just fake his death just to go marry this?
If I remember right, and I never did go back, I was going to go back and watch the original series when he left, because if I recall correctly, in the original series, this was something that did happen to him, to where he left, he fell in love with this lady, and she was the Empress, and he ran off to go help her.
So why fake your death? Because everybody was, because I watched a couple videos to see if somebody could explain it to me, and some of them were saying that what did they say? They said that everybody in the group knew that he was leaving. I'm like, well, then why are they all freaking out that he's dead and Magneto's taking over? If they all knew about it, this was planned. So I'm so confused.
One thing yeah, I will notate starting off, and I don't know if you caught this or not. With every episode, the titles have changed. The title credits have changed. And in this one, Gambit was no longer in the title and Magneto was no longer in the title. In the first one, maybe two, Magneto wasn't in the title. And then when he started, he's leading the X-Men, then he was in the title and they dropped him this time. They dropped him. They dropped Gambit, and they brought in Nightcrawler. But Bishop's not there anymore. When Bishop left, he left the opening credits. So if you kind of watch, it's like, and then they're throwing in scenes from what I'm going to assume are upcoming episodes, because there was one scene in this particular one where it's Cable fighting Apocalypse. So. Let's see. Devin's and Shaggy's gaming zone.
Is that our Devin?
I don't know. Devin, is that you?
Well, yes, technically it is.
Or Devin. Is that?
Well, we have a friend.
We have a.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So I'm like, they've changed their name. I'm being
sarcastic. I'm sorry.
Well, it was Retro and Wolf Angel, right? I think that was Becky's name. That was Becky's handle.
Well, whoever you are, welcome.
Hi, Devin. How are you? Looks like he has a gaming channel. There you go. Are you on Twitch or are you on?
What's the name?
Where do you game at? We'll plug you. I don't care. My show. I can plug anybody I want to. So anyway, let us know, Devin. We'll get
put
you
that on a shirt.
Huh? What? I'm gonna take my shirt off.
That's
what?
Saying I can plug anyone. Yeah. No. No, I said get that on a shirt. Oh,
yeah.
No,
I'll plug anybody.
Oh, thank you.
Awesome. Woo! Don't forget to hit that little bell for notifications.
Really. I think we're two or three away now from 200 if we haven't hit it already.
We had a lot on the old channel. Cool. And that was...
Yeah.
Yes, Nightcrawler was in the opening credits. So...
But he wasn't in this episode.
Correct. Which was... Okay. This episode was... This episode, okay, so the first Life, Death, Part 1, if you remember, it was strictly focusing on Storm and
Forge.
Her and Forge and her trying to get her powers back, which, and then the first part of it was the Motendo, so we had to get Mojo in it. Now, this part of Life Death, I honestly thought that 30 minutes of this was going to be Storm and Forge trying to figure things out, and really only about half of it was. So the Storm and the Forge thing could have been one
half.
Could have been like one episode, and then they could have done the whole thing with Charles and the that is this video. No, we're on
episode six,
Life Death Part Two. So really they could have done the whole Storm Forge thing in one big episode, maybe done Motendo and Professor X into one.
Well, they could just left out Jubilee.
They could have left out the Jubilee. They could have left that out completely.
Yeah.
That was just that one. Yeah. But I gotta tell you, the whole thing with Storm and Forge and them fighting that owl demon thing, that was, to me, that was terrifying.
Oh, the adversary?
The adversary, yes. And I know that's the same person that voices Storm voices the adversary.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's our OnlyFans page. Ouch, wow, wow.
Oh man.
But the adversary, I mean, that just something about the animation of that, the way the voice was modified, I don't know. To me it was, I would have been scared too. Small spaces or not, that thing was frightening. And I don't know what it was. I don't know if it was the way it looked, the way it sounded, or a combination of everything, but that was a, I thought her fighting her demon was very well done. Mm-hmm. I love the fact that when she got done and she got her powers back, she turned into old retro Storm. I mean, even prior, I mean, we're talking like what was it? That would have been like Silver Age comics, I guess. Storm. I mean, you're talking like 60s, 70s Storm. I love the costume. I think her hair, the way she had it at the first of this series, was, if you liked it, that's your opinion. I thought it looked dumb.
Oh, the mohawk.
The mohawk thing that stood straight up. Because here's the problem I have with it. She's wrestling this demon. She's fighting this demon. She has to take Forge on the back of a horse to a canyon. But for some reason, her hair continues to stand straight up. So she either had time to do her hair, which is dumb, or...
Well, maybe she had some of that leftover hairspray from the 80s that we used to use back in the
day. To make your hair...
Yes. That was some good stuff.
Again, she had time to do her hair. We've got to save Forge. We've got to... You've been bitten by this radioactive owl monster thing, and the infection's taking over your shoulder. We need to go find this plant that's going to heal you. Hang on. Give me about 30 minutes to put my hair up. I got to get about 30 minutes to do my hair. Give me just a second, okay? Hair dryer, hairspray, mousse. Come on.
So David will have a mohawk next Monday.
I don't think so. Not today. It's not that I didn't mind the mohawk. I just, there are certain things... Even in comic books that I wish would obey, I would wish would obey the laws of physics. There are certain things, and hair is one of them. She got on that bus when she was heading out to where Forge was, and there she is riding in the bus, and her hair's. And I'm like, come on, you're killing me with this. Ugh. But. She did face her demons. She is back to a normal looking Storm, which we know and love. Obviously overcoming her fear of but it's not vertigo. What is that? Claustrophobia or fear of enclosed spaces. Did Forge use, when he got rid of the adversary the first time, what do you think the book was that he was using? And was, the book was his mom's, right? Or right. His grandmother's?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So was grandma a wizard of some kind? Because if you watched a lot of that looked like it was very,
Doctor Strange-ish.
Doctor Strange-esque, yes.
Mm-hmm. Expelliarmus.
Avada Kedavra! Oh! We live all over the place. All over the United States.
I think he means live videos. I think he means archives.
Oh, our archives? Live
videos, maybe?
GNN official.
Yeah, if you go to the GN Geek News Now official YouTube page, if you scroll down, you can see all of our. There's a section that says
if you're looking,
MCU Monday.
If you're looking for our live on OnlyFans. I was just joking about that. We don't have an OnlyFans. Just kidding. Dave Gramillion, if you're watching, it looks like there's a market for this.
Yeah. Can you imagine if someone can I get a link to your OnlyFans?
Yeah. We'll put it in the links down below in the title. Go to the
OnlyFans. In the description.
But you know, as bad of a rap as OnlyFans gets, it's for, you can use it for non-adult content if you really wanted to.
Yeah. You'll get fired from Marvel though, so.
Yeah, you would get fired. We would get fired from Marvel.
Yeah.
So at least that's the rumor anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway, so she ends up healing Forge, and then of course they all turned on the TV, and oh my gosh, all this nastiness happening at Genosha. Every kind of little sub story within this kind of all pointed back to the terror at Genosha, because you had all of the X-Men at the beginning watching it. You know, this is all disturbing, and then Professor Xavier has a vision of it happening. So, but I want to get into Professor Xavier's little adventure. And the main reason was I kept watching it. And thinking to myself, because they want him to abandon Earth. They want him to forget about Earth, forget about the X-Men, swear complete loyalty, which Ronan was in this one. Or not Ronan. Ronan
was at the very beginning.
She kicked the crap out of him. I was like, "Huh, where were you when the Guardians were?" But Ronan was in this one, and she defeats him, and then she finds out that her sister's getting married, her sister the Empress, and she flies back and she's all upset about it. And it's basically we want a test of loyalty. We want you to forget about Earth, forget about your X-Men, blah, 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 blah. But then he has this weird interaction with, what was the guy? Was it Guardian? Was that his name?
I remember.
I think it was Guardian.
I don't
know. Anyway, but they're talking in front of this statue. And the statue was, oh, look, they had somebody from one universe and somebody from another universe, and they got married so that they could combine their universes and everybody live in harmony. And I'm like, that's kind of what they're trying to do. And why didn't Charles throw that at them? I mean, this whole time there's, oh, well, we don't need your little ghetto part of the solar system, your little ghetto solar system, Milky Way, blah, 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 infesting us. And, I mean, they use these words. These were words that were used. And I'm looking at it going, well, how exactly you're talking about something that's important to them, something that's part of their religion, their mythos, their, and here they're trying to do the same thing and you're just casting it off like, eh, it doesn't matter anymore. You guys are lame. Simians, that's all you are. And you're not even a simian. You're a mutant. You're a outcast of simian culture. And I'm like, oh God, here we go again. We just got over all the mutant stuff on Earth and now we've got to deal with it on a galactic level. So, what are your thoughts? And yes, I don't like the sister either.
Yeah, Deathbird.
Deathbird. What kind of a stupid name is that, too? Deathbird. Taserface. Deathbird.
I don't know, but yeah, the whole thing with Xavier, like I said, that confused me because I was like, did he fake his death? Is this a different timeline? I didn't know what was going on. So
now I'm trying to find it. One of our GNN content creators, Shaw, he's on the Geek Gauntlet on Saturday nights. Mm-hmm. He had put something out in the chat where he said something along the lines of they're following the comic book to a degree, but they're like the life death episode really probably could have been split into, I think he said, like three episodes, you know, each one containing a part of the, because the story is actually a lot bigger than what they're giving it in the TV show, apparently. The story within the comic book. Now, I'm not an expert on the comic book. I don't know. I would have to take his word for that. But I also look at it this way, and I told him this too. I was like, but what you're dealing with is you are trying, one, to appeal to an audience that grew up with the X-Men, watching them on Saturday mornings, but you're also trying to bring in another audience. You're trying to bring in the younger audience because it is a cartoon. So you want the mothers and fathers to be able to sit down with your kids and say, look, this is the X-Men and this is what they're doing. And you need to keep those stories short and concise. You basically have to give them the Reader's Digest version. You cannot give them a full version. If you give them the Reader's Digest version, then you can say, okay, Andrew, did I upset you?
Oh, he was messing with
my camera fell.
Is it
I
the
need
cat?
To fix it.
Oh.
No, I hit it with something and it was all wonky.
But if you give them the Reader's Digest version, then that entices them to say, okay, this is kind of sort of how it happened in the comics, but look, here's the deeper story. You can give them the book then the comic book or the full story and say, this is how it really, or this is how it happened, but in an expanded form. If you liked that, here, you're really going to like this kind of thing. So you hit the high points and then you get them hooked on the comic books that way. That was my thought on all of that situation anyway. So, and I know I'm fairly certain that as far as these stories go, they've tried to stick as close to comic book accurate as possible. I mean, it's never, you're never going to get exactly 100% accurate. But near as I can tell, they're hitting pretty close to the mark. So apparently you have to read all of this stuff now, Debbie, to understand this episode.
No. I mean, I've thought about reading the Star Wars comics, but there's so many of them.
Oh, my. You have no idea. Oh.
I mean, you got Dark Horse and you got Marvel. Did it go back to Dark Horse or did it go to something else?
No, it's well, it started with Marvel back in the way back in the 70s and 80s. Then in the 90s, Dark Horse did their run on it. And then it jumped back to Marvel when Disney reacquired it. So
I'm back.
The only thing Dark Horse, there's a Bounty Hunters omnibus that you need to read that was amazing. And Dark Empire. And Dark Empire 2. And Empire's End. Well, those are that's like a trilogy. That's like
and this the, run, the and that run, and this run. I was gonna say, and that
just
run.
Keeps adding on.
I think if
let me get my whiteboard out real quick.
I think if you get the Dark Empire 2, if you get the trade paperback for Dark Empire 2, I think Dark Empire's End is at the end of it. Because Dark Empire 1 and 2 were like each six issues long. And Empire's End was like two or three. So it was just kind of that was all just one big story right there. That's where Anakin Solo, that's where he was born at, was in Dark Empire. Oh. So. And I know he just kind of popped up in the books, but there you go. A lot of good stuff there. But anyway.
I got a question.
Sure.
After Storm, which character do you think should get a costume change? Who do you think will get it next?
I don't like the way that they've done Morph. I wish Morph would go back to his original face that he had in the TV show,
the animated series. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I think he just looks dumb. It's just
David doesn't like it. It's dumb. Yeah.
Yeah. No, you know what it was? Yeah. I know what it is. It was like the guy that was animating it was like, I can draw bodies all day long, but I can't draw a face to save my life. I got an idea. I'm going to make this work. Let's just draw this. It's a little happy face. There you go. It's just, yeah, that's what it is. It's a smiley face. Should say, have a nice day on his face. Come on. Come on. So, I don't know. I did watch some of the older X-Men episodes, and there was one where it was the one right after Juggernaut destroyed the mansion and they were rebuilding and they were all out there working and everybody was in work clothes except for Jean Grey, and she was in her spandex costume thing. And I'm like, come on, really? Seriously? Everybody else is in work clothes except for Jean, and we got to have her in this skin tight show off everything. Oh, come on.
You got to look good for the guys. Keep them motivated.
I guess.
Especially Wolverine.
I guess. No, Wolverine always looks good. Except he's...
No, I meant Jean looking good.
Oh, Wolverine. Oh.
Yeah, dump Scott.
Get rid of Scott. At least he wasn't.
Thank God he wasn't in this episode.
Yeah, I know, right?
I'm about sick of him.
But Professor X,
Gene.
Professor X does the whole teaching thing, which again, I'm just like, you're on the ethereal plane, and I've used my massive psychic abilities to put you here, and.
But that's what he knows.
I guess. And he's eating the apple and demerits for not raising your hand. Who writes this crap?
Dumb. Stupid.
But he's basically sitting there. He could have told them, sat there in real time and told them all of this. Said, look, let me show you how this is going to work. This is how we're dealing with this. And then, of course,
But they were all too busy arguing with each other. So this way, he could control them.
Is this the same ethereal plane that Doctor Strange knocks everybody into?
I don't know.
I'll have to look again.
And the only reason I thought about that is because we watched No Way Home this weekend. And he does that to Peter when he's trying to get the box. I've knocked you into the ethereal plane. When Peter escapes with the box and he's like...
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
We watched the two Captain Marvel movies and Spider-Man No Way Home this weekend. And we only watched those because Luke Samuel wanted to watch the Flurkins. You'd have been happy. He loved every minute of it.
Flurkins were great. I watched Dune Part 2.
Is it streaming yet, or is it still on the theaters?
I rented it.
You can rent it, yeah.
I don't want
to. Yeah, it's on.
When it hits HBO Max for free, I'll watch it.
It was okay. I just can't get into it.
Andrew's going to turn his screen off again. Yep. He's got to go pow.
Okay.
No!
Yeah. Well, there was more... I would have to say I liked it better than the first part.
Well, the first one was just really slow because you're introducing everything.
But the second part.
What did you say about Austin Butler? I mean, Austin Butler was amazing in that.
He was creepy as.
He's fake. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought he did good. He shot. Yeah. He was very creepy, intimidating. I assume that's what the character's supposed to be like. Yeah. So we'll see how long it takes for part three to come out.
Cool. Debbie, did we miss anything with this latest X-Men episode?
No.
Since we're on Dune now, for some reason.
Well, you said you watched Captain Marvel, and I said I watched Dune.
I did.
What did I watch this weekend?
Yeah, what did you watch this weekend? Did you watch RoboCop?
X2.
Oh.
No, I...
Yeah, you said something about that.
I watched X2.
He's been watching the X-Men movies in the build-up to Captain Deadpool. All right. Shameless plugs. What do we got tonight, Debbie?
Tuesday night is set then. Well, I know there's going to be a week or two where we're not doing a show, but I can't remember if that was this week or not. At any rate, if there is a show, it'll be tomorrow night. If not, you can watch some past episodes. I don't know if it was decided what they were going to watch, or I mean, what they were going to talk about. Something Sithy. Wednesday will...
It happens.
Wednesday... A new episode of War of the Stars will drop. Thursday, we're back for Cantina Happy Hour, episode 14, The Bad Batch.
Two episodes left.
I'm getting scared. Friday, I'll be on the Geek and I podcast. They also have a YouTube channel. And we'll be discussing The Menagerie Part 2. And then the Geek Gauntlet, I assume, on Saturday. They seem to be going every other week. I'm not sure what's going on over there, but... Because they weren't on this week.
Mm-hmm. Saturdays are usually the Geek Gauntlet, so tune in. Andrew, do you have anything as far as shameless plugs go?
Not anything new.
No. Nothing new.
I guess Thursday, Cantina Happy Hour. Andrew, I'll have a Deadpool and Wolverine reaction up soon.
Yes. We're going to...
Maybe.
Well...
TBD.
We will record it
and
shortly after
one timeline.
Actually, you know what? That might actually work better. Because we've done trailers like this before, And when you get into like the when they play the music, they'll cut us off because it's a copyright violation. Thor Love and Thunder, they did that, I remember. But maybe if we do a pre-recorded video, they won't cut us off.
Could be.
Maybe. Maybe this will work in our favor then. Okay. June. I don't even remember. It's like the first full July weekend.
26th. Oh.
No.
I'm sorry. I thought you meant
the. Yeah, yeah. June 7th, 8th, and 9th in Dallas, Texas is the Dallas Fan Fest. Or no, I'm sorry. Fan Expo. Fan Fest is in October. Fan Expo is June 7th, 8th, and 9th. I will be there all 3 days of that glorious, glorious weekend. They've announced quite a few new people. Helen Hunt will be there. Don Bluth is going to be there. There was another one that they just announced. I can't remember who it was. Marissa Tomei, Sam Raimi. Like all of the cast of this new Avatar
bunch of show. Star Trek people.
Shatner. Alan Tudyk. Alan Tudyk was the one.
I thought you said a bunch of Star Trek people were going to be there last week.
Star Wars. Alan Tudyk, Giancarlo Esposito, Jonas Sumato, Emily Swallow. Wow, they added Wayne Knight and Richard Dreyfuss from Jaws? Wow. I didn't even realize they added Richard Dreyfuss. It's a bunch of people from Seinfeld going to be there, too. Jason Priestley will be there, too, for those of you that grew up loving him in the 90s.
90210. Never watched it, but
I never did either.
Heard of it.
It wasn't my bag, baby. But anyway, so well I will be there all time. 3 days. I'm hoping, and I'm going to try this on Sunday. I just need a few more things. I've got a Han Solo cosplay I'm doing, so I just need to pick up a few more things. I'm hoping to wear that on Sunday to make Debbie all kinds of jealous of me because I will be dressed as Han Solo. But we shall see. Other than that, I think that's it for us. So don't forget to check us out on all the social medias, Facebook, Twitter, Twitch, X.
OnlyFans.
Not, it's pronounced Instagram, not OnlyFans.
OnlyFans/ GNN official.
YouTube, GNN Geek News Now official. Make sure you like and subscribe. Hit that bell for notifications so that you know when we do go live. We will see you all next week right here on MCU Mondays. Y'all take it easy.
Shit! Language.
No one else is going to deal with the fact that Cap just said language.
I know.
For gosh sake, watch your language.
That's not going away anytime soon.
You bet your ass.
Steve, you said a bad language word.
Do you tell everyone
Outwit the platinum bastard.
Steve doesn't like that kind of talk.
You know what, Romanov?
Fury, you son of a bitch.
Ooh, you kidding?